My name is Martina. You won't like me, not many people do. Back then I lived in South Manchester with my little brother Rowan, an odious brat, my mum, a nutjob, and my friend Maud, who I used to hate, but well, she didn't turn out as bad as she might have done, put it like that. She kind of owed me, which helped. If it wasn't for me, she'd have been dead meat by then, no question. Not so long before, I had loads of friends. Well, people I knew anyway. Not all of them were exactly friends. Now I just had Maud. She used to go to the same school as me back in the day. We never hung out. She was way over my head. She was 2 years older than me and she was everything I'm not. She was hot. I'm not hot. Mind you, she didn't always stay so hot. Not without the hot short skirts and the hot tight jeans and the hot makeup. She still had the nice bum and boobs, but if you dropped her back in a half-decent school, she would truly not be lead bitch. She still got loads of boys, but all you needed round there to get any number of boys was a pair of legs you could still open, and that was as good as hot. She was smart as well, which I never was. I mean, good at lesson smart. Good at sport and that. Oh, and a bitch. Did I mention that? A bully. You know the sort. She wouldn't even talk to me because I wasn't cool enough. She was in a group of girls who somehow found out that I was wearing a thong one day and pulled my skirt up over my head so that everyone could see my spotty bottom. That was nice. Then her house got bombed and her mum and dad both got killed and her brother, who she adored, pulled her out of the rubble, put her on a mattress on the side of the road and ran away to who knows where. Maud's brother did the sensible thing. If my mum had been as dead as hers, I'd have gone too. I'd have gone before you could lick the fat off your fingers. I was furious when my dad dragged her home on that mattress to live with us. I never saw a lot of my dad because he was always away doing important war stuff. So then what? He finally gets home after being away for months, and the first thing he does is adopt the monster bitch girl from school who spent 3 months calling me cheese wire. And then he goes away again. How's that for fair, eh, Dad? I don't care how horrible she was. She has nothing now, he said. Then he left us again to get on with his war work. See? Mum needed him. I needed him. We needed him. And instead of helping us, he spent all his time helping everyone else. Then he brings in Cheesewire Girl and leaves us on our own to look after her. Unbelievable. I remember standing in the doorway of a room, looking at her lying there, all bruised and ugly. One side of her face was out like a melon. She had a bloodstained bandage around her head. She'd been bleeding from her ear. Not so hot now, are you? I said. I said it quite loud. Loud enough for her to hear, if she was awake. If she could still hear. But not loud enough for Mum to hear downstairs. She opened her eyes, looked at me, turned over and lay still. Serves you right, I thought. But I felt bad. She woke up a few days later, and I still don't know if she heard me that day. But I really hope not, because we became mates. She spent a week eating all the pot noodles I got from when they bombed the co-op. Then one day, she lifted her head and looked at me across the table. Did you get them? She asked. The noodles? I nodded. She nodded. I'm sorry, she said. I'm really, really sorry, Marty. I suppose she was talking about the thong and stuff. I'll come out with you tomorrow and help. And she did. And she was okay, Maud. She stuck to a word, for you or against you, which I liked. She had principles, which I kind of admired because I don't have any myself. A person who stands for nothing will fall for anything, she kept telling me, which was really annoying because I lent her that book and also because she's the one who fell for people's bullshit every time. All you had to do was agree with her and she'd follow you anywhere. I called her rubble head because I think all that rubble sitting on her head for a day must have knocked some generosity of spirit into her. You were such a bitch before. That bomb was a blessing, I told her. And she laughed. But actually, it's true, see? Even bombs can be a blessing. That was a joke, right?